Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dekas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dekas.
Hey, welcome to Upside Daily, this devotional podcast that really is there to enable you, to empower you, to encourage you and cheer you on in your spiritual journey as a city changer. My hope, my prayer is that you would discover how to live with faith, love and hope in any and every situation that you might find yourself in. So this podcast series is called Starting Over, and it's about next time. You know, how do we get to start over next time so that it isn't the same as the previous time? Have you ever done that? Have you ever started over and then just actually discovered you've done all the same things over again? It happens, and there are reasons for that. And this podcast is hopefully challenging you to move on from certain cycles that bring brokenness and damage to our lives. In the previous episode, I spoke about being reminded and not defined, being reminded by things that have happened in the past, but not allowing that thing to govern us in a way that it actually defines that. You see, it's about how well you and I actually get to receive, not how well we achieve in this journey. And so today's episode, with that in mind, is simply called Lay It Aside. My name is Ioannis Dekas, and I do trust that today's short devotional will be a deep challenge on your personal journey with God. Now, when you recognize that you have a new identity in Christ, you know, Jesus Christ died on the cross. That moment is a life-defining moment, not just for him, but for all of humanity, because Jesus is not just an example for us. He is an example of us. And so we learn from Scripture that when Jesus died, we actually all died. We were included into that moment. And when he was raised from the dead, you and I were raised into a new life. And when he ascended to the right hand of the Father, that repositioned your life and mine. We now can think and function from throne room realities. We no longer have to be defined by the things that have happened to us in the past. You see, when you recognize your new identity in Christ, it's still possible that the things of the past end up defining you. We do that because our mind has not yet been renewed. All throughout the Bible, there are many examples of people that have started over. Some of these we learn quite deep things from. One example of that was Joseph. He's in the Old Testament. We learn, you know, that his experiences by the end of his life, and in a few minutes we're going to read that verse. He says something where he clearly has us understand that the experiences of the past no longer hurt or define his life. That disappointment is only a reminder, not a definder. Okay. Again, I don't know if there is a word like that, but there now is. It's an Upside Daily word. But there's this moment in Joseph's life when his brothers throw him into a pit. They lie about him. They scheme. They connive around his success. And yet, when they're confronted with the reality of their lives and his, now at stake by his own power, Joseph allows this experience to remind him and not define him. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20 to 21, we read these words. He says to his brothers, when eventually they're now confronted, Joseph has gone through very difficult situations. And now he's a place of authority. His life has been elevated. And his brothers come into this, and they're expecting the worst. And Joseph responds with these words. He says, "You intended to harm me." Listen to how he reminds himself. "You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. I will not be defined by your actions. I will be reminded by them, but I will not be defined." And then he says these beautiful words. He says, "So then, don't be afraid." actually what Joseph is saying to them is, don't allow this to also define you. And then he says, I will provide for you and for your children. And then he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. I just love the detail of scripture here. You know, speaking kindly, there was a moment of release. There was a moment of grace. Joseph realized that he can release the past so that the past can release him. Now, that's not just true of Joseph's life. That's also true of your life and mine. When you and I release the past actually releases us. And then this often happens around an old term that we have, you know, forgive or forgiveness. Because what forgiveness does, it allows you to carry the lessons of the past while actually leaving the luggage of the past behind. Now, when the New Testament writes about this in Ephesians chapter 4, 26 to 27, actually speaks about it very strongly. It says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give, actually one translation says gift. Do not gift the devil a foothold. This is huge. There are two imperatives in this verse. It says, firstly, you know, be angry. If something has happened, if you feel mistreated, if something has happened where there has been damage, he says there is a place for anger. You should be angry, but keep anger in its place. Do not sin. That is the second imperative that's in the sentence. Be angry, but do not let it define you. And then he goes further. He says, actually, don't just let it define you, but also make sure that when you are angry, that the sun doesn't go down on your anger. Don't let anger control you or be fuel for revenge, not even for a day. Because really all that you're doing is you're allowing something. You're staging a ground or an opportunity for the enemy. You're gifting the opportunity to the enemy to come and bring destruction and confusion and inferiority. You're gifting this. In the Greek language, this word devil here is a little ambiguous, because it could mean devil, could be translated devil, but it could also be translated liar. And here's the beautiful thing about that, is because what he actually says here is he could be speaking about the devil. So you could be giving the devil a foothold here. But he also says you could be gifting lies, the opportunity to define in this moment. And what he's saying, what the Apostle Paul literally says, is do not give place to that which wants to drag you down again and bring you into a place of slavery. In Ephesians 4, verse 31 to 32, he says, lay aside bitter words. There we have it again. Lay it aside. Put it down. You know, Joseph had to come to a place where he put this anger and revenge against his brothers. He had to put it down. No longer defines him, will remind him, but it won't define. Lay aside bitter words, temper, tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults. But instead, be kind and affectionate towards one another. Sounds like Joseph, doesn't it? And this is New Testament. He says, has God graciously forgiven you? And this is a key question. Come on, hands up. Has God graciously forgiven you? Well then, says the Bible, graciously forgive one another in the depths of Christ's love. You know, we need to get rid of this bitterness, rage, and anger. What I love about this verse that we just read from Ephesians is that God actually says the initiative is now in your court. You have the opportunity to act, and you can do it right now. You can do it as soon as this podcast is done. You can do it in the middle of this podcast. You can press pause right now and you can decide, you can act. It's your decision. Be kind. Why? Because God has forgiven us. Graciously forgiven us. In Christ, we are forgiven. Now we have the privilege of bringing a pardon to others. You know, he wanted nothing. God wanted nothing to stand in your way of enjoying intimate relationship with him in every facet of your life. As long as we're holding on to something, we cannot pick up this intimacy with God. Now he says, he encourages us to do the same in all our situations and circumstances, that we might find ourselves living no luggage, just freedom. So go first so that you can go in on. You know, if you're waiting for the situation or your boss or your friend or your sister or your brother or to make the first move, you've essentially handed them the keys to your future. You're going to start over, but actually what you're going to do is you're going to remain captive to the situation again and again and again. This is what scripture gives us context to. He says, it's time to let it go. It's time to lay it aside. In James chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, the Bible says, every gift God freely gives us is good and perfect, streaming down from the Father of lights, who shines from the heavens with no hidden shadow or darkness and is never subject to change. You know, this goodness of God, it will never change. But then he says, God was delighted to give us birth by the truth of his infallible word, so that we would fulfill his chosen destiny for us and become the favorite ones out of all his creation. And then he encourages, he says, listen, in the midst of God's word, in the midst of this kindness and generosity we've received from God, he puts this in. He says, be quick to listen, but slow to speak. Be slow to become angry, for human anger is never a legitimate tool to promote God's righteous purpose. So this is why we abandon everything, everything morally impure and all forms of wicked conduct. Instead, with a sensitive spirit, we absorb God's word, which has been implanted within our nature. For the word of life has power to continually deliver us. You know, when I say it's time to lay it aside, what I'm actually saying is, I'm saying it's time to give the word of God prominence in your thinking. It's time to put this down. The implanted word of God, give it a chance in your life. We've just heard that. We just read that in James. Allow the word, the thoughts of God, the what is Jesus thinking, to take its course in your life. Because his word has the power to save you and continually deliver you. Next time can look different if you and I can lay it down. That's all we have time for in today's episode. If you want to connect deeper, there's some links in today's episode. You can share and like and comment. It would be great to get your shares and your likes in there. If you want to connect to Doxodale online campus, Sheree and I lead the doxodale.church, the online campus for the Doxodale family. It will be a joy to connect with you there. In the next episode of the series is entitled, This Is Not a Matter of Willpower. Okay, so as much as you and I lay it aside, it's not just a matter of willpower. Come check it out in tomorrow's episode or the next episode. It's going to be a cracking one. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.